This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
We want to welcome you to join us for another lesson in Bible Basics, and the topic of Judge Not, that you be not judged. The Scriptures plainly teach, judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Matthew 7, verses 1 and 2. It is one of the most misused and misunderstood statements of Jesus in all the Bible. Often when one makes statements alluding to how someone else is acting, we are told, judge not. As if a man does not make judgment calls every day. Not just Christians, but everyone who engages in rational thought must make judgments that affect their everyday lives. When you comment on someone else's behavior, chances are you will be labeled with the title of being judgmental. People are quick to explain that it's wrong to judge. It's essential to understand that Jesus' statement is not meant to prohibit judging, but to bring attention to the wrongfulness of hypocritical judgment. It was not intended to suspend the rule of law, Romans 13, verses 1 and 2. In the church, we are to exercise judgment when members fail to do what is correct. Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17, 1 Corinthians 5, verses 9 through 13. Nor is it a command to turn off our brain. In 1 John 4, verse 1, we're told, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Christians, as well as non-Christians, are to be discerning in life. John chapter 7, verse 24 proclaims loudly, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. There is no way that we can read the Bible and conclude that to be holy, 1 Peter 1, verse 15, we accept everything all the time and affirm everyone is without sin. It can't be done. In fact, in Revelation 2 and verse 20, Jesus rebuked Thyatira for tolerating it and accepting the false teachers and the sexual immoral people that was in their midst. How could they have discerned the sinfulness of their fellow brethren without first judging the right and wrong of the matter? When one thinks about it for a minute, it's interesting that when someone tells you that you should not judge, they are making a judgment about your judgment. Boy, if that's not a tongue twister. The sad part is that the statement is often used strictly to stop all conversation about the actions in question, even if those actions can be proven biblically to be sinful. If judging is truly wrong, then what they're judging you for is within itself a sin. We are to be fruit inspectors. Jesus said, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Matthew 7, verses 15 through 20. You see, this is making righteous judgments, basing the actions upon the truth of God's word as the authority of right actions. Now, when you look at the context of our original scripture, putting it back in its proper place, Jesus says, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of your brother's eye." Matthew 7, verse 1 through 5. Jesus is telling us not to call a person a liar when I'm guilty of lying, or an adulterer if I'm sleeping with someone else's wife. Ensure that I'm living righteously before calling someone else out for their sins. The individual needs to be compassionate with the judgment that they judge. If I try to judge the thoughts and the intents of the heart, then I take on the role of God, which is not proper or right for me to assume. I too am found to be in sin at that case. But when action is apparent, righteous judgment can and should be made in love, looking to receive the same from God. Having shown us grace by the blood of our Lord and Savior, may the God of all grace and mercy forgive us in measures beyond what we forgive others. I want to thank you for joining us in our study this morning, and we hope to see you again next week for another lesson in Bible Basics.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.